The VA is the largest healthcare provider in the U.S., and the number of physicians that at one time or another are involved with the VA is phenomenally high. I forget the percentage, but there's an extremely large number of teaching hospitals, for example, that are have their agreements with the teaching colleges, universities, et cetera, who do work for or with the VA. And a lot of these physicians during their training come into contact with the VA system and veterans. And the VA is broken down into three separate groups, which is primarily the Veterans Benefits Administration, Veterans Healthcare Administration, and memorials and
cemeteries.
And you would think it would be one VA, but it's not at all uncommon for an individual to seek care and treatment at the VA for 2 or 3, 4 years. But no one on the VHA side of the house tells the veteran they may be eligible for benefits. And in a lot of situations, the VHA physicians don't know. They're not trained on that. They don't understand the system, and they don't always realize that they could refer the veteran to file a claim and receive their compensation.
You know, for years, VBA has been pressing the VA to mandate the use of what we call military history. And that is, as part of one's VA medical records, there should be a block on that record that says where you served, when you served, what your MOS was. The VA even prints these small 4x4 cards that are supposed to be used by the physicians to ask such questions. Most of the time, the questions are not asked, and furthermore, it doesn't appear on your medical record. So those are problems that need to be addressed by the VA, but also need to be addressed by the non-VA clinicians who are out there, doctors, nurses, what have you, out there. They need to be asking these questions of the clients that come in to see them. I know, for example, that there are folks that go to see a physician that they don't tell them that they served in Vietnam or Iran or Iraq or any of the other places, but the physician should be asking those questions. That would make things run much more smoothly, in my opinion, if they would just ask some of those basic questions.
There's a misconception that veterans are cared for. I've always thought, and actually I still think, that if the general public fully understood and realized this, they would be truly outraged. But I think among the general non-veteran population, they think they just simply have to walk into the VA building, their medical care is taken care of, they get their compensation, but they don't fully understand the current problem facing veterans.
That's exactly correct. And I think that stems from the larger problem, and that is, the current war is a good example. Veterans' health care has never really been considered as part of the national defense budget. In other words, if you're going to send our young people to resolve conflict, et cetera, in other words, use them as a tool of international politics, then their health care needs to be part of that.
Think of it this way, and I'm not making a political statement about the war in any way, shape, or form, but if you have a 19-year-old who's currently serving, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, whatever the case may be, if that 19-year-old gets injured tomorrow, they live to be 99 years old with that injury, the taxpayers are going to be paying for their compensation benefits for 80 years after the war is over, 80 years. And that's, again, it's got to be factored into the equation.
Exactly.